Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Heather.
In an earlier podcast, we talked a bit about what a typical negotiations process looks like when two or more organizations are considering partnering with each other. Today, we're going to spend a few minutes reviewing what they're negotiating about. What are those key issues that are most likely to arise?
Often, organizations want to rush right into the specifics. Everyone has questions, concerns, things they know will need to be decided. When we work with groups, we encourage them to step back a bit and spend at the first joint negotiations committee talking about four things: driving forces, potential benefits, desired outcomes, and potential risks and concern. So first, driving forces. What is motivating each of the organizations to consider a potential partnership? What is the environment in which the organizations operate that makes a potential partnership seem to be a good idea? Next, potential benefits. Each organization needs to consider the environment in which they are working and in which they will be working going forward. How might their work be enhanced by a partnership? Third is identification of desired outcomes. What do you want to change or impact specifically within each of your organizations, administratively and programmatically? How will you know the merger or whatever form of partnership was the right decision when you look back from the future? If you are considering a merger, what could a merged organization accomplish that couldn't be accomplished or accomplished as well as separate organizations? In short, what do you most want to happen and be true if you do this? The fourth topic we recommend covering in the first meeting is risks and concerns. What concerns do members of the negotiating committee have? What concerns have been identified by other stakeholders? Where do you think the risk lies in what you are considering? How could you mitigate those risks?
So getting to a shared understanding of those things, driving forces, potential benefits, desired outcomes, and risks and concerns, is a great way to lay the groundwork for successful negotiations.
Yes, once we've done that and recorded what came up for later reference, we can move on to the more technical issues. These usually fall under six categories: governance, programs, finance, human resources, capital, and communications. Note that organizational culture issues fall under all of these areas.
Could you give some quick examples of what questions might fall in each area?
Governance issues include the mission and vision of a merged entity, the legal corporate structure, the design of an oversight committee for non-merger partnerships, or, in the case of a merger, a merged board of directors, including the board committee structure to ensure appropriate representation and effective governance, etc. For programs, what programs and services are to be offered by the merged or partnering organizations? Programs to be consolidated. Potential for improved or expanded programs, services, and geographic scope. Under financial issues include the potential financial impact on the organizations, potential efficiencies to be gained through consolidation of administrative and or program functions, and the status of financial management systems. Under human resource issues, these can sometimes be tricky, but are hugely important. Leadership of the initiative or the organizations, senior staff positions, general pay and benefits comparisons, initial personnel benefits and policy review. Capital issues often include the discussion of current building status, potential consolidation, potential and or needs for additional space. Also, what is the potential for using capital assets in a better way? And lastly are communication issues, specifically discussing and agreeing on internal and external communication strategies during and after the negotiations process.
There's a lot involved, certainly. Definitely some variation depending on the specifics of the situation, but I know we've all found this to be a pretty inclusive list of categories.
Yes, and it can be helpful to review the categories when you start brainstorming the list of issues to be negotiating. It gets people thinking, but also helps alleviate anxiety. Everybody comes to that first meeting with at least a few burning questions. Getting them out there before you start diving in can be really helpful.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob. And thank you to our listeners. For more information on strategic restructuring and to listen to other podcasts in our series, please visit www.lapiana.org.